3,000 cases of sex abuse against minors by priests or religious have been dealt with by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith since 2001. According to Raymond D'Souza, priest and columnist with Canada's National Post newspaper, this is the quiet revolution taking place in the Vatican when it comes to investigating cases and ensuring those responsible are brought to justice. I spoke to Father D'Souza about allegations made, most recently in the New York Times' article on the Father Lawrence Murphy case, that the Vatican is being lenient or covering up cases and abusers.
Well, the situation was really this, is that the most serious crimes priests can commit against the Holy Eucharist, against the sacrament of confession, have always been the purview of the CDF. Throughout the period we're talking about, the 70s, 80s, 90s, etc., the crime of sexual abuse against minors was up to the local bishop to handle that. What happened in 2001 is that after observing that there was a culture of laxity around the world, these cases weren't being handled properly. The Wisconsin case is absolutely perfect evidence. It languished for 3 decades before the local bishop did anything about it. In 2001, John Paul II and Cardinal Ratzinger at the TDS said, okay, we are now going to make sexual abuse of minors one of the most serious crimes. That is, it's going to be considered like profanation of the Eucharist, abuse of the sacrament of penance, and therefore it'll have to be reported to Rome. And since then, as the CDF has said, they've done about 3,000 of these cases that moved very expeditiously. I mean, 3,000 cases in less than 10 years is 300 cases or more a year. That's one a day that they've been doing, 365 days a year almost. That's the revolution we're talking about.
Does the New York Times documentation support the claim that the Vatican did not do enough in the Father Murphy case?
The trouble with the New York Times story on the Wisconsin Father Murphy case is that the documentation provided does not support the conclusions of the article. The article was written with a clear intent to suggest that Cardinal Ratzinger made aware of a particular priest, Father Murphy, in Wisconsin, intervened to prevent a penal process against him. The New York Times, to its credit, put all the documents on its website. There's about 85 pages of them. I've read them all. And it very clearly does not support the conclusion or the intent of the article, the impression created, certainly the impression created in this worldwide uproar. The fact is that when it got to the Vatican almost 20 years after the accusations were made, Cardinal Ratzinger does not appear in any of the documentation. There are some letters addressed to him. The responses come from Archbishop Bertone, now the Secretary of State. In 1996, the Vatican responded that the penal process should go ahead. It was underway. It was never stopped. In 1998, the priest in question, who was 8 months from his death, wrote to Cardinal Ratzinger and asked whether, given his frail health, he could be, as it were, left to live in peace. At that time, Archbishop Bertone said, because of the complexity of doing a canonical trial for something that took place by that time, going back 35 years or more, that maybe administrative pastoral measures could be used to do it more quickly, to get him out of ministry, because the Archbishop of Milwaukee had not yet done that. The local bishop in Wisconsin in another diocese went ahead. He rejected that advice. He said, we're going to have a full canonical trial. In point of fact, the trial was never stopped. A few days before his death, the Archbishop of Milwaukee stopped it to try to go the quicker route, but the priest died there. So the accusations simply are not sustained.